the memory. The Gemara, it said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah holds Breire. And then Ayoy, the Breise, the Tony Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda says, he doesn't hold Breire. If two Chachamim came, and the Kinyan Ha'erev is dependent on what he'll decide later, so it doesn't help, he doesn't hold Breire. So the Gemara says, so Rav said, Lesel Masnisen Midetone Ayoy. That therefore the Halach in the Mishnah is not correct, because Ayoy brought a Baraisa, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Breire. So the Gemara asks, Adarabe, Lesel da Ayoy Mimasnisen. Why are you misalik the Mishnah? Because of the Baraisa of Ayoy, let's be misalik the Baraisa of Ayoy because of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Leisalke daitoch, doshaminele, Rabbi Yehuda, the less le Breire. We have another mokim that we see klar, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Breire. The sanye, halikeyach, yayin mi bein akusim. A person purchased yayin mi bein akusim, oimer. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish, the two lugim, which I will be mafrish, usim eitzoi Shabbos, arei hein trume, asore, maiserishin, Tisha Maisa Shani Umechel Vishoise Miyad Divrei Rabmeya Rab Yehuda Rab Yosi Rab Shimon Oisrim. So the Gemara learned that Rabmeya that says that he could be Kaire Shem now Trume, and which Trume is he making? The Shnei Lugim Shani Yosid Lahafrish. So we see Rabmeya holds Breire. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, they don't hold of Breire. So we see klar from this paraisa also that the Yehuda does not hold Breire. Just let's learn one Rashi, and then we'll go to Tosfos. Umeichel, so Rashi says, Meiser Sheini, he's Mechalo the Meiser Sheini. Shu Yochel Lesaken Miyad, Beloy Hafroshe, La'acher shekora olav shein, yechalalenu b'chol mokim shu ala mois, that the other trume and ma'isarishin, so speaking about as Rashi had said, that he didn't have a keli with which to be mafresh trumes and ma'isris, so he had to be kaire shem, that the shnei lugim of trume will be the shnei lugim shani osid lahafresh, the ma'isaf rosha will be after Shabbos. Because he had no other eitzah, but Maisa Shaini, he has an eitzah. He's Kaire Shem now Maisa Shaini, which is the Maisa Shaini. He didn't specify where the Maisa Shaini is. But he says, Tisha Maisa Shaini, 9 Lugim, and this Taruva should be Maisa Shaini. And then he's Mechalo the Maisa Shaini Al Mois. So Memele, so the Maisa Shaini is taken care of. You don't need a Hafrosha later, in order to be mevara, which and which yayin was chal the kedushas ma'aser sheni. Olachas man yafrish hatrume v'hamaisa v'mrinen huvra dovor shezeu trume. This is the trume that he was kaire shem yesterday. Now let us see Tosfos. Asore ma'aser rishain v'tisha ma'aser sheni. So Tosfos says lav davke. Asore v'tishe, ba'ache sheheiser shnei lugin l'trume g'doyle, poshulu meya naki beis. That since he was already mafrish, to lugin for trume g'doyle, so it comes out, after you mafrish trume g'doyle, then you mafrish the maisre, so you have 9.8 for maiser, and after that, whatever be left over will be maiser shiny, so he wasn't medayik, lav davke. Taisus and Gittin, the Taisus Arosh brings down that others want to say a very interesting svara. That since by Trume the halacha is chita achas peiteres asakri, so the minimum amount of Trume is a chita achas, so memele the chiyuv of afroshes maisres is not dependent on what bepoil he was mafresh for Trume, or it is only dependent on what is necessary to be given for truma. That he wants to give 2 lugim or 20 lugim for truma, that will not change the chiyuv ma'aser. The chiyuv ma'aser is only the only deduct from the chiyuv ma'aser the minimum amount that is mechuyev to give, and that's achita achas. So therefore, so these shiurim are bedavke. Meichel, perish akunteres mechalol al mois v'shoise miyad beloy hafroshe. So Rashi said, Meichel is a loshen chilu, that he's mechalol, the kedushas meiser, the meiser sheini is mechalol al mois. And this he doesn't have to be mafresh later. Ve'einoi nire. So Taisva says he does not agree with Rashi. The ene yochel lechalo, he can't be mechalo, such a maiso shiny. The davke b'seif dahachmas nisen gabi demai. We learned a similar mishnah by demai ktoni u'mechalel almois. There it says he's mechalo demai. It doesn't say loshen meichal. There it says u'mechalel almois. And why could he there be mechalal almois mishum dekava loy mokay? Because he was keveya amokayim where the meiser sheini is. Dahave kemoy hafroshe. So akvius mokayim is equivalent to hafroshe. Diktoni osa meiser sheini bitzvoinoy oy bedroimoy. So thereby, Dmayer is speaking about that he was keveya amokim where the ma'aser sheni is. Ube'erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes sairi. These two beraises are speaking about erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes. Kedektoni b'teisefte va'adayin loikidish olo v'ayoy. It's speaking about bein Hashmoshes and it wasn't Shabbos yet. So memeil is a tachtoisve. So therefore, there's a essential difference between the mai and the yayin mi bein akusin. It's b'dmai yochel ikvoya all of mokaim. By dmai, he could be keveya mokaim where tzvoinoi or droimoi, where the maiser sheni is, because the halach is the safik chashecha ma'asren as hadmai. So one is since the mai roiva maratzim maasrim, so it's only because of a miut. So b'meile, so takona de rabbonon that you should not rely on roi. So b'meile bein hashmoshes they were makel to be maser as the mai. Avo bekusim, but I like yach yain mi bein akusim. The vaday loy maasri. This is not demai. This is tevel vaday. The vaday loy maasri havi vaday. So this is called by ben eshmoshes maasri na demai na maasa vaday. It's vaday tevel. Olahi like toni gabi kusim maiso sheini bitzvoinei bedroim kediktoni al demai. Because if you're keveya mokaim, so that's equivalent to afroshe. And one is not permitted to be mafrish vadai bein hashmoshes. So since there was no kvias mokim, there was no afroshe, is v'lektoni nami hochem machal alam bois, kidektoni gabi dmai. Because kol's man that wasn't mufrish, there's no din chilu. Hello, umeichel. It says meichel. Perish, maschel. You can start drinking now. Oy, kemoyshe perish rabbeinu tam. The meichel, kemoy mehal behei. Perish mozuk, kemoy soveich mohul bamay. So memele, so it's at a loshen mezige. Va'achar ha-shabbos. Mafresh meiser rishin v'sheini, and after Shabbos will make the hafroshe. Gediktoni b'tesefte hasore haboim achreyem tisha boim achreyem. The kivin shayne yochel ikvoya loy mokoim. Since now, bein ashmosh, he's not allowed to be koveya mokoim. Im ho yoshoise beloy hafroshe, ho yoshoise tvolim lamafreya. See, if he would drink now without a maisa hafroshe later, it would be tvolim. So therefore, you need a maisa hafroshe. But the union of Breire is, I say that what I mafresh later, that the Kriya Shem now is on what I mafresh later. So that's totally in Breire. If I could say that Ehuvra Adovala Mafreya, that what he made a Maisa Afroshe, that is what he was Kriya Shem now. I'm not clear in Taisvis. Taisvis says one yesod that this Bereis is speaking about Bein Hashmoshes. In Bein Hashmoshes, a person cannot do what he wants to do. One cannot be mafrish, ma'asren as admai, but one is not permitted to be ma'aser as avadai. Now, l'chayre, the iser of one is not allowed to be, take mafrish ma'aser on Shabbos. So the Isser is, one of the time in Bach Sechmer, the Isser is, it's Psdoyme Letikon Mone, he's Mesak in the Machel. Before the Hafroshe, it's not Roy Lachile, so that's why it's also Psagzeiro to Tikon Mone. If that's the Mahalach, so I don't understand what is the difference if he makes the Hafroshe, or if he doesn't make the Hafroshe. Lamaise becomes Mesukin, through his Kriya Shem. I mean, the tikkun is accomplished. I mean, we need Breire to be mevarer on what was now Chal Kedushas Truma, what was now Chal Kedushas Maisa. We need Breire because he wasn't mevarer yet. As Rashi said, he doesn't have any kalim. So Memele, we need Breire to be mevarer, which is the Truma, which was Chal Kedushas Truma. But L'chayre, the Kriya Shem is L'chayre, this is Mesakin, the Vadai. So what is the difference? I mean, Taisus Vais says Klor. If he would specify where it is, that's called Hafroshen. That's also by Nashmoshes. Since he didn't specify, so this doesn't go into the gather of Hafroshen, even though L'maise, it's Mesukin already. But maybe the lumdus is, since it's mitle toli vikoi, maybe that is the lumdus of Taisvis. The lumdus of Taisvis is, since if he won't make a hafrosha later, lemaise, it won't be misukin, so maybe this is not called a tikkun goma. Could be that is the lumdus of Taisvis. That, if he was keveil, it's voidnil edroime, so it's finished, it's misukin, there's nothing but to do. Here, it's misukin, but it's dependent. If you won't make a hafrosha later, so lemais will be tevil. So this is not a tikkun gomel. The tikkun is mitle toli vikoi in hasidus. So memele, since this is not a tikkun gomel, so memele, that is why it is permissible bein hashmoshes. Divrei Rab Meir. Mashme de islay le Rab Meir breire. The Rab Meir holds yesh breire. Ula Rab Yehuda nami koma rabbi b'maskone, the islay breire. The rab is going to say later, Rab Yehuda also holds breire. V'hoche osar mishum d'chayish l'bkiyas hanoid. And here he was chayish l'bkiyas noid. He said a different time, that since, as we mentioned before, in order that this Kriya Shem should work, you have to have eventually a Afroshe. And so he was afraid maybe there'll be a Bkiyas Noid later and he won't end up with a Afroshe. So comes out, he shows it to him, l'mafreya. So Memele, so that is why Rabbi Yehuda says this is not a good Eitzah. It's too much of a risk and a gamble. But in Yesod, Rabbi says that Rabbi Yehuda also holds Yesh Breire. So comes out, Tzai Rab Meir, in Tzai Rab Yehuda hold Breire. Ve'ilu bepeirik yesh b'chayr, gabi nosno ad sheloi cholku. Muki Rove Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda ke Rav Asi. So Rove says Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold like Rav Asi. The Omar Ha'achin Machtze Yorshin U'machtze Lekuches. Alma Mesafkelu. Let us explain a little bit what the Gemara Mechiras is speaking about. The Gemara Mechiras is speaking about as follows. That a father had, there were born two sons. One was a Bechir, one wasn't a Bechir. We don't know which is the Bechir. And the father died after 30 days. So since the father died after 30 days, so the klal is that his nechosim, the chi of pidyon haben is mutal on the father. He has a b'chayr. Who the b'chayr is, Reuven or Shimon, we don't know, but it's not negeya. He has a son of b'chayr, who is mechuyev to be paid. So memela, his nechosim became meshubid to pay the koyin. So memela is a shibud of five sloy. So let's say if they would make chalukah ready, so then, well, let's talk about before Chalukah. Nosnu ad sheloi chalku. It was given to the Koyin ad sheloi chalku before Chalukah. Is muki rove ramei v'rab Yehuda kerab asi, domachin machtze yorshin u'machtze lekuches. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says as follows. If it was Chalku, we have here a machloikis, if the mechuyev to give to the Koyin the Pidyon HaBen, the money for Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says it is speaking about as follows. It is speaking about that the father left over five sloim. Left over five sloim. Now, so these five sloim are meshubit to the koyim. That's all what the father had, and this is meshubit to the koyim. So the Gemara says as follows. There's a shaila if achin shecholku is yorshim or lekuches. If we hold achin shecholku yorshim, so that means as follows. If the father left over five sloim, so each son takes 2.5 sloim. If we hold achim shecholko yoshim, that means we say when they divide these five sloim, it's uvra adobol amafreya, that these 2.5 sloim belongs to Reuven mitzad Yerusha. The other 2.5 sloim belongs to Shimon mitzad Yerusha. And then the din is Yerushim HaMechuyev to pay up Chayvus Aviyah. So Memele, so each son, after the Chalukah, they'd have to give these, each one would give the 2.5 sloim to the Koyim. Because already was Meshubid to the Koyim. Bechaye Aviyah. That is if we hold Achim Shecholku is Yerushim. If we hold Achim Shecholku Lekuches, that means as follows. That we do not assume that when they divide the Yerusha between themselves, that the chelik that Reuven got is take, this Reuven was supposed to yarshin, this was Oymid, he was supposed to yarshin this chelik. Maybe Reuven got Shimon's chelik, maybe Shimon got Reuven's chelik. If we will assume that this is so, that each one got the other chelik, so memele, then they are lekuches. That means that could very well be that Reuven got Shimon's chelik, and Shimon got Reuven's chelik. Now, if they are lekuches, so we have a klal, milva haksuva b'toire lav keksuva b'shtar domi, it doesn't have a din of a milva b'shtar, and milva alpeh, goyve min hayorshim ben goyve min alekuches. So it means as follows, if we will assume that after Chalukah they have a din yorshim, so then the koyin could be goyve the five sloim from both of them, because it's a milval peh, and a milval peh is goyve min a yorshim. If we will assume they are lekuches, so memele, so then the koyin wouldn't be goyve from them, because a milval peh you're not goyve min a lekuches. So the Gemara says over here that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both hold ha'achin shecholku machze yershim u'machze lekuches. They were mesupik if they're yershim of their lekuches. So memele, so it comes out, so in other words, they're mesupik to say yesh breire or ain breire. That was the suffix. So memele, so it comes out, you can only mun from each ach, you can only mun 1 1/4 sloim from each ach. So it'll come out, at the end, the kain will only get 2 1/2 sloim. So the Gemara clears a shaila, is there such a mitzvah of chatzi chomesh? Is this a chomesh v'loi chatzi chomesh? Or chomesh v'afilo chatzi chomesh? That's how the Gemara explains the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda Rameya after Cholku. Not much like Cholku, it's no shaila. But after was Cholku already, so now there's a machloikis Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. So let us see. V'ilu bepeirik yesh becher. Gabi nosnu ad sheloi chalku. Muki rove rameya v'rab Yehude kirabasi. Sai rameya and sai rab Yehude holo kirabasi da oma ha'achin machze yorshin o machze lekuches. So that means, he says, we're mesupik, are they yorshim or are they lekuches? So memele, so the best the kayin could mon is 2 1/2 sloim, and that is the shaila, is there such a gviya of 2 1/2 sloim, since lemaisa chomish sloim, so I would say won't be paid up. Zoktach toisves, abol weistachois, saira meya, saira b'yehude, are mesupik. If you say achim shecholku yorshim or lekuches. Now, this suffix is dependent on the shayla of breire. If you hold yesh breire, so I say, b'shas mises ha'ov, the Yerusha shtelzach avek, how they'll be mechalik later. That's as they shtelzach avek, the chalosh Yerusha. The Yerusha is the way they'll decide later who should get whichever chalik, so that was b'shas mises, the tchilas ha'Yerusha. P'yodein breire, so it's not muchach that each one got his chelek ha-Yerusha, so then the lekuches. Emphatizes, v'yesh lechalek bein hocho shemevarer dvorov umasne befeirish. So Taisvitz says, there's a chelek. Over here, we're speaking rochel b'trachtane. That means b'shas, let's say, b'shas the kriya shem of the truma, I'm saying. That the trume shnei lugim shani yosid lahafri should now be trume. So there we say yesh breire. Vo'imer shani yosid lahafri. Lehi da achim shecholku daine mevarer dvorov klum. There we have to say that the nefilas ha-yerusha is totally how the chalukah will be later. That's bechlal achidish. Who says the yerusha is dependent on the oifen achaluke, no one was master, there was no hasno. So memele, so there is a filu you hold, when one is mevare dvorov, bishas tasiyas chalois, we can say yesh breire, but we can still hold achin shecholko is lekuches. Fine. Ube merube de porich de rabbi yechenin ad de rabbi yechenin. Perk merube de gemas astir in Rabbi Yechne. De bahi de chol hamislakeit islay breire. Rabbi Yechne notes chol hamislakeit islay breire. Vachsach merdeet speaking about that, was speaking about that kanovim, he was speaking about that either he's mechalal the kerem revai or he's mafkir. What will be picked later, chola mislaket, so he's doing whatever will be mislaket later, should not become nischalo, or should not become hefke. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, abhidda b'chola mislaket, islay breire. Ubahidda achin shecholku, shaminen de leslay breire. The Gemara is ksastir in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, achin shecholku lekuchasayim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds breire. So the Malfak Tastira. So Taisvis asks, I just said up Samuim de Kechilik. I said that there's a difference. If he's Mefarish Dvorov, that's a Teretz in Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. If he's Mefarish and Mevarah Dvorov, so then we hold Yesh breire. Achin shecholku b'shas the apolos ha-yerusha, there was no biru dvorov. There was some mail, then there's a svara to say ein breire. So what's the Gemara's kasha in Rabbi Yochanan? V'chayza b'yashas midvorov mitoich kush yezu. So the Gemara wants to be chayza. You can't say that Rabbi Yochanan holds yesh breire. So Taisves have imotzi lachalik in the parishes. Ein achanami. The Gemara could have been machalik. Ela deneichel elameim eloilam kol anilkat kedekoni b'mas nisen. Deneichel elameim eloilam loiteipach kedeparishes lael. Eis is the Gemara had different, different negiyas to change what Rabbi Yochanan really holds. Because I'll tell the cheshbonis in the sugya, but as the etzem kasha, one taket could differentiate that there's a difference if one is mevarad vorov and one is not mevarad vorov. V'oy de loimotzi lechale kochi, because there's a different Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan less lebreira felecha the mevarad bereish kol aget. So even though the Gemara in Berubah did not bring the Gemara in Reish Kol Aget, but the Gemara knew about it. So Al Kaponim, so you can't say that Rabbi Yochanan holds Breire and Davka Achen Shecholku because he wasn't Mevaradvor, because we see Rabbi Yochanan holds Afilechan Mevaradvor, less like Breire. So Memele, so the Gemara had other Cheshbonis to be Machriya that Rabbi Yochanan holds in Breire. Rabbi Yoisi v'Rab Shimon Oisre. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Asa, Mashme, the Rabbi Yossi less lebreire. Rabbi Yossi, just like the more wanted to prove Rabbi Yehuda less lebreire, is Rabbi Yossi al teichet, halt nish breire. Vechein besomuch gabi meiser sheni, she yeshli bebeisi mechulol al sela, she tala beyodi minakis. That he wants to be mechalo, the meiser sheni, al sela shetala biyod, the sela which I will pick up, I'm now being mechala the maisa sheni on the sela that I will pick up minakis, which is totally in breire. Which sela are you mechala now? Will be nizbara when I pick it up. But I'm making the chalais chilu now. So we see Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold breire. Vekoshe de shaminon le Rabbi Yossi de islay breire. We see in another place Rabbi Yossi al tochyo breire. B'misha ochzai. Disnan Rabbi Yossi oimer migureshes ve'eina migureshes. A person said, imesi michoili ze. So the Gemara asks, so he says as follows, he's giving a get, imesi imomus michoili ze. That means if he's going to die from this choili, so it should be a get. So the Gemara asks, mahi ba'oisan hayomen. Before he dies, is she geget, is she not geget? Rabbi Yossi says, megereshes ve'ina megereshes. Aber olachim ayis, but when he dies, have a get. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. The Taisvis of Rabbi Yossi holds by imesi, that it's a get, alme yesh breire. So we see he holds yesh breire. Where do you see that if he holds in Macy, it's a get, that he holds yesh breire? The hochi daikinon bereish kol a get, le Rabbi Yossi. Upeirish akuntres osam, Rabbi Yudah dachsam, it's over there. Upeirish akuntres osam, af al gav detnayhu, detnayhu, sorich breire, kiven dem biyodoi, ובשעסת נאי סופקו, ואת נאי מסקאי מאילוב, וילאב משם ברירה, לא יהבי גט. Now, I'd like to explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi in Gittin, this is a maimer ha-muzga, Rashi is just, this doesn't have to Taisvis kashe. Taisvis has a kashe that Taisvis found at Rabbi Yossi and Misha Orsay that holds yesh brere. Now, where do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds yesh breire? Because Rabbi Yossi says, if a person gave a get and he said him omis mechoili ze, you should be megureshes, and vice the choice, when he dies, she is megureshes, so vice is Rabbi Yossi holds yesh breire. Where do we see that this is totally in breire? Because the Gemara says in Reish Kol Aget, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Boisan Yomish is megureshes vadai, or she's an eishes ish, L'chol dvareha, the Gemara says, Rab Yehuda holds of Breire. Al koponim, such a get that is said on a tnai im omus mechayli zeh is dependent on Breire. So Rashi in Gittin explains why is this different than all tnoim. There's a parsha of tnoim, tnai b'nei God, b'nei Reuven, that tnoim has nothing to do with Breire. Will it be or won't it be? It depends. But we see it has nothing to do with Breire. So why does this get, Imesi, Mechayli, Zeh, why does this have to do with Breire? So before we say Pshat and the Loshen of Toises, I'd like to be Magdim. What is the gather of a Tanai? And what the Chiddush of Tanayim? What is the Chiddush of Tanai? And then we'll understand what Rashi is saying. There's a Moiridike Toisvis in Ksubis. Toisvis asks Akasha. The Gemara says, if a person is Mekadosh and Isha, Al Menash She'ein Lecha Olai She'er Ksus Vo'ino. He wants to make Kedushin without any obligations. So the Gemara says, it's Masna Mashekosov B'Toire. So it's Nai Bottle Umay Sekayim. So what's the din? She's Mekudashes. And he has the obligations. He can't make Dreidlich. It's Nai Bottle Umay Sekayim. But this person was Mekadosh, he wants such a Kedushin. If you tell me you can't have such a Kedushin, fine. So he can't make such a Kedushin. But so why should he be married then? He wants a Kedushin without obligations. You say you can't make a Kedushin without obligations, fine. So why is he doesn't want to be married? So why is the din is mekudeshes? Ma'isekayim, tnai botel or ma'isekayim? He spoke explicitly. He doesn't want such a kedushin. So Taisva says that emerson tnai is a chiddush le'osa dibur mevatel ma'ise. And if he makes a tnai, the Torah says you can make a tnai, it's good. If he makes a tnai, that's masna mashikosa b'Torah. So you don't have the chiddush of tnai and le'osa dibur mevatel ma'ise. Zdachsemi Rabbi Chonon Wasserman explains the Toisvis as follows. What is Pshat Tnai is a Chiddush, le'osa dibur mevatel ma'ise? Pshat in Tnai is that when a person is Mekadosh an Isha, he's making, you'll ask him, do you want to make Kedushin, yes or no? Yes, I want to make Kedushin. Not a misupik, maybe. I want to make Kedushin. And I'm making Kedushin. But I'm being toile this Kedushin in a Tnai. That this kedushin which I'm making should only be chal amnash ein lechalai shekses voine, but I'm making kedushin and I'm adding a rider to the kedushin. So Taisa says, who are you to add a rider? If you want to make kedushin and you're making kedushin, so you made a ma'ase kedushin and now you're adding a yes. So there's a klali also dibur mevatel ma'ase. That means since there's a rotzen on kedushin, there's a ma'ase kedushin. So your tnai is le'mal le'moirid. It can't affect the ma'ase kedushin that you're making. Since there is rotzen on kedushin, you're making a ma'ase kedushin. Now if you made it with hilchis tnoim, so there's a chiddush also dibur mevatel ma'ase. If you didn't make it with hilchis tnoim, so fakel. So whatever you said is bottle of mevutel. But al kaponim we see from Taisa Moiradikazach that the ma'ase that he's doing is a ma'ase. There's no doubts in what he's doing. What he's doing, he wants to do. But even though he wants to do it, he wants to add tnoim to what he's doing. So that is a chiddush and it only works with hilchis tnoim. If a person says, Areyat Megureshes Amanasha Titnali Masayim Zuz, is this person Mesupikan Geirishin? No. He wants to make Geirishin. He wants also that you should give Masayim Zuz, and if you won't give Masayim Zuz, the Geirishin won't be Chal. So the Bitalat Tnai will be Mevatel the Geirishin, and that's the Chiddush of Tnoim, and if it's a good Tnai with Ulchas Tnoim, he can do such a thing. He made a Maise Geirishin, but if you won't give him a Saim Zuz, that'll be Ma'akev Dachalois Geirishin. That's the Chiddush of Tnoim. If a person says, Im Omos Michayli Zeh, I want to give a get. So now we're going to ask this person, do you want to give a get? He says, I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. Im Omos Michayli Zeh, I want to give a get.
Im loy omos mechayli ze, I don't want to give a get. That's what I'm giving a get. Im loy omos mechayli ze will be mevatel the get. If I, im loy omos mechayli ze, I don't want to give a get in ganzen. So this person is questioned, b'shas din esinas a get, do you want to give a get? If the answer is, I don't know. And when will you find out? I'll find out later. Im omos mechayli ze, then I want geirishin. Im loy omos mechayli ze, then I don't want geirishin. So here the whole rotzen and geirishin now is not mevura. So how can you give a get if you don't know if you want to give a get or not? And you will find out later. So that's tolle imbreire. This is tolle imbreire. That means if I am making a chalois maise and I haven't the faintest idea if I want to do it or not, and my rotzen on this maise will be decided through something which will occur in the future, that is totally imbreire. This is more dik interessant. The Gemara makes a chilek if a person is makadash ish al menashe yirtza abe or al menashe lo yimcha abe. This is more dik chilek. Al menashe yirtza abe is breire. Al menashe lo yimcha abe is not breire. And what is pshat? Pshat is as follows. Al menashe yirtza abe says, I don't know if I want to marry you or not. If the tata will ich euchit. If the tata will ich nicht. So there is no rotzen an kedushin. When will I want? I'll find out what my father has to say. So that's totally imbreire. That means my rotzen an kedushin is dependent what will hear what my father has to say. Al menashe lo yimcha abe means something else. I'm making kedushin. I want to make kedushin. If the tata doesn't want, so that should shter the kedushin that I am making. So there, that is not totally embreire. Then there's rotzen and kedushin, and le maise, that's tnoyim, that the bitl atnai can be mevatel the maise I make. So now let us go to Taisus. So this is how Taisus. Taisus just wants to explain my Yeshmita Leitza Hasina. Why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda hold Breire if they say im omus mechayli ze that it's a good get? What does this have to do with Breire? Zok Taisus. So Perish Akuntres Osam. So Rashi says in Gittin. Afal gab the tnayu, even though it's a tnay, he's making a chalois with a tnay. Tzorich breire. Kiven the ein biyodoi, since the whole geirishin, his whole, it's im omus mechayli ze, it's not biyodoi. U bishas a tnay sofiku, it's not biyodoi to make it one way or the other. U bishas a tnay sofiku, bishas is making the tnay, he's misupik if he wants or not, and he has no way to control this. But tnay miskayim me'elov, whatever will occur later, that's going to decide what, if there is geirishin or not. V'ilav mishim breire loy havi get. So this is different than any tnay. This is different than a poshet tnay. V'hochi nami b'shmaitech oshe breire. Here also, it's a tnay also. He said, in bochochem le'mizrech, eruvi le'mizrech. If he doesn't come, I won't be. It's also totally in breire. In bochochem le'mizrech. Aver gav demasne. So al kochor, because Pshad is over here also, he doesn't know where he wants to be kainish visa. He doesn't know, does he want to be kainish visa in Mizrach, or does he want to be kainish visa bebeisa? He doesn't know. So what will decide where he wants to be kainish visa? Dasidus will decide. That is totally in Breire. V'chein bereish kol aget, harein yiboy alecha menashe yirza abe. That's also totally in Breire. V'hod omri b'shmaiten, the Gemara's going to say in Amud Beis, ha-reize trume al zeh. He had two remoinim, and he wants to say, this should be truma on this, im yerdu k'shomim. Im lo yerdu, this should be truma on this. V'chinami lo have a trume, the pshita lo have a trume, the Gemara asks a different child over there, the Gemara weises halzad av yozayin trume, ha-ino leman de islai Breire koma. That's also the old Breire, because there also he doesn't know which one he wants to make Truma. It's dependent, and it's that would, it would only help if you hold Breire. Bekitzer, so Taisvis just went a little bit off a tangent to show us that even though a person is Masne, it's totally in the Gidrei of Breire.
So now let's get back to the kasha. So Rabbi Yossi holds, if a person says, Areize gitechim omos michayli ze, that the get, when he dies, it's ich a good get. So memeilem, so we see Rabbi Yossi holds breire. And Rabbi Yossi over here says, Shnei lugim shani yosid lahafrish, Harei hein trume. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't help, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold breire. So is it doch schwer? So Taisa says, Olaman de mechalik bein teile bedas atzvi ledas achirem niche. Taisa, we had learned on Lamed Vova Med Beis, there's a machlikas amiroim, who others want to say that teile bedas achirem, you do hold breire. Teile bedas atzmo, you don't hold breire. Since he himself didn't know what he wants, so that's worse. That's worse than teile bedas achirem. So Memela Sotaisva says, I bezai is ergut. Over here, it's Toile Bedas Acherem. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Im Omos Michaeli Zeh, so that's not dependent on him. It's dependent on Misha Chayiv and Misa Seitluyim Boy. Toile Bedas Acherem, he does hold Breire. Masha Ani Osid Lahafrish, that is a din of Toile Bedas Atzmoy. And there, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Breire. And there is such a man, the Yomar, we learned yesterday in Taisvis in Gittin that is mechalik between Teila Bedas Atzma and Teila Bedas Lachayim. So that's good. Avala mandaloi mechalik koshe. V'yeshloi so memele is noch schwer. So Taisvis says now a new yesod in Breire. The hosam begitten oimeid hadovol lehisbarer bevadai. That means this sofik. This sofikim almost mechayli ze will be zichan isbara. Shreiich yayamus. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. Will he die with this chayli? He'll get gizun from this chayli. So memeila, so Taisvis says, so something that will zicher bin isbara laosid, so that they hold breire. That Rabbi Yossi holds breire. Avol hoche. But in a case where it's not muchach that'll be nizbara, yochel yesh, shloyovi lidei efroshe. That means, he says, that shnei lugim shani osid lahafresh should now be trume. So if it would be 100% sure that there will be an osid lahafresh, so then I could be kairishem now. But since it's not muchach that will be an osid ani lahafrish, so memele, so then they don't hold breire. Oy loyale selim in a kiss. But another case, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold breire. He was machalo meiser sheni on the seller, which I'll shayalim in a kiss. I'll take out from the kiss. Could be no seller will be taken out from a kiss. So Taisva says now a new yesod that when it's vaday oimid lehisbarer. So then there's a svara to hold yesh breire. Period. So Taisvus weiter, tema. Lemai de salke daitoch de la Rabbi Yehuda les le breire. The Gemara held now that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold breire. Aye holds he doesn't. Here it says he doesn't hold breire. Im kein, so I bezoi, sova ha'achin shecholku lekuche sein. Marzirin ze lo ze biyoivul ke Rabbi Yehuda. That means we mentioned before there's a shaila. When two achim divide the Yerusha, if you hold yesh breire, so I assume after chaluke, that each one got the chelik ha-Yerusha, so they yorshim. If you hold ein breire, so it could be that Reuven got Shimon's chelik, Shimon got Reuven's chelik, so in Yesod, the lekuches, each one bought off from the other his chelik. If there are lekuches, so memele, so the din is you have to be marzah b'yoyvul. So now let's go. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, he'll have to hold achin shechol kolakuches ein. Like Rabbi Yehuda holds achin shechol kolakuches. V'im kein le meshkachas de maisi bekurim elochad barchad ad Yeshua benun de ein lehem elokinyim peiris Rabbi Yehuda islay b'hachoyvul the law of Kikinyan Aguf Domi. Now let us explain this for 1 minute. There's a shaila in the Gemara if you say Kinyan Peiris Kikinyan Haguf. Now, what is the shaila? That is a meichel sodeyu bizman shahayoivu noyig. That means that Reuven has a karke, and he's selling it to Shimon. And Shimon will have all the shimushim of this karke till yoivu. That means he's a bailim, and he has all the profits, all the pears, whatever you can do with this karke. Perhaps not that he can't destroy the karke, but al kaponim, all the benefits that this karke can give out, Shimon purchased for Azman Mugbul. So the Gemara declares a shayla, in this Zman Mugbul, till Yoivul, these 50 years, who is considered the real balabos? And you can look at it two ayfanim. You could look at it that Be'emesin, if Shimon is the lekeach, and Shimon derives all the profits of what this karka can give, so he's called the bailim. What does Reuven doesn't possess anything now? In these 50 years, Reuven doesn't possess. What does Reuven possess? Reuven possesses a schus to get it after the 50 years. But in these 50 years, that's all what Reuven has now. But Reuven doesn't have more than a schus. So, but who is the bailim on the karka? The one that derives all the benefits and profits from the karka. So Shimon is the bailim, and Reuven has a schus to get the karka after 50 years. That is the Yod Kinyan Peiris Ki Kinyan Aguf. What if Yod Kinyan Peiris Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf? So we look at it the other way. We look at it that Reuven is considered the bailim. Since the karka l'neitzach netzachim is Reuven, so this is Reuven's. No, we consider Shimon has a schus to use Reuven's karka. He can take the peiris from the karka. The peiris is like his. But who does the karka really belong to? To use Reuven's karka. But Reuven is considered the true bailim since lachlutim. That means this is only Adova's money. But the karke la'olam vod is Reuven's. So we consider that Shimon is a schus to use Reuven's. But he's using Reuven's. That's of Yod Kinyan Peiris, lav ki Kinyan Aguf. Now by Havos Bikurim, there's a dina Adoma Asher Nosatali. In order to be mechuyev, Bikurim, you have to be a bailim on the adoma, on the karka. So the Gemara says as follows: if Yod Kinyan Peiris Ki Kinyan Aguf, that he's considered the bailim on the karka, it's considered now his karka because he has all the benefits of the karka. So Mamela so Alekeach Soda Bizman Shayevul Noig, he's mechuyev Bikurim. If you hold that Kinyan Peiris Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf, that Lamais is considered that the Bala Peiris only has schusim in the karka of the Moicha, but the Moicha is always considered the Bailim Amitiyim. So Memele, so the Lekeach is part of a bringing Bikurim, even though it's his Peiris, but it's not from his karka. As Isaac the Gemara. If you hold Kinyan Peiris, Lavke Kinyan Aguf, you don't bring Bikurim. So now we have a very interesting Shaila. If we hold achim shecholku lekuchais, so that whenever a father dies and he leaves over two sodas, and we hold ein breire, so we hold achim shecholku lekuchais, so it comes out that we assume that each ach bought off from his brother he bought off the brother's chaylik, he lemaise is remaining now with the brother's chaylik. So each one only has a teiris lekeach, and if we hold that, achim shecholku lekuchis is machzirin zela ze b'yoyvul. So the din is a lekeach has to return b'yoyvul. So if we hold achim shecholku lekuchis, and we hold kinyan peiris lav ke kinyan aguf, so will come out a mu'im de kechidish. Will come out as follows: that the first Yid that came into Eretz Yisrael, the first generation, they brought Bikurim. The second generation, so if they left over only one son, they could have 20 daughters. But if they left over only one son that Yashin Dod in the Chosim, so his son will also bring Bikurim. Because he's the complete Bailim on the Kalke. But if the second generation, there were two children already, and we say, Achim Shecholku Lekuchesheim, so come out from the second generation on, there's no Chiyuv of Avos Bikurim. because we hold achim shecholka lekuchis, marzirin zelo ze biyoivul, and we hold kinyan peiris lav ke kinyan aguftami, so meilu come out that the whole din of avos bekuchim only applies only if there was a one child that was born to a father, and he only had one child, mimayish Yeshua benun, which is very mechudish thing. So that is Taisvis Kasha. Let us see again, innovating Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis asks, Tema, Lamai des Alkadait Rav Yudah Lesley Breire. Rav Yudah doesn't hold Breire. Im kein Tzavarachim Shechol Kolokuches Ein. Im Achzirin Zelo Zebi Yoivul Kerab Yoichanin. Vin Kelei Meshkachas Demaisi Bikurin. El Achad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Benun. So come out the only Heichetimtze. That there could be avos bikurim is chad bar chad, that each one left over only one son, ad Yeshua benun. The ein lam elakinyan peiris, because if there's more than one child, so memele, so it's lakuches. And if it's lakuches, so they only have a kinyan peiris. Rabbi Yehuda is leba choyvul, the lav ke kinyan aguv domim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds in Perik HaChoyvul that Kinya Peres Lavke Kinya Guvdomi Gabi Din Yoim O Yoimayim. For here the din is that by Yoim O Yoimayim, if the Eved will live more than a day, so Memela the Odin is not Mechayiv under Ritzichas Eved. So Memela, but he has to be the Odin of the Eved. What if one has a Kinyan Peiris in the Yevet, and the other one has a Kinyan Aguf. So Lachayret Tali, and the Din Kinyan Peiris ke Kinyan Aguf, who is considered the real Baila. So Rabbi Yehuda holds an Achayvul, that the one who has Kinyan Peiris is not considered like he's the Baila of the Guf. So he doesn't have the Skula of Yayim HaYimayim, he's not considered the Odin. Al Koponim, so we have this problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. Rabbi Yehuda holds Kinyan Peiris Lav Ke Kinyan Aguf. Rabbi Yosi Nami Lei Meshkachas Lo. Rabbi Yosi is also the same problem. The Svira Lei De Ein Breire. Agamos Asi holds Ein Breire. Begabi Din Yehme Yemai Mesavka Leim Kinyan Peiris Ke Kinyan Aguf Domi Im Lav. V'chiyai Gavne Dayek HaShas B'Soif HaShelech. So this is real, this is a Gagam V'Tekashe. The Gemara asks this question, Sefer Shaleich, but the Teretz will not be maspik on these two Tanoim who hold Behechlet both in Yonim. They hold that Kinyan Peiris, Lavke Kinyan Aguf, and they hold Ein Breire. The Teretz Ri, the Midin Yoim HaYemayim in Lilmed Ba'alma, Dosem Kosov Ko, Kaspoi, V'tachtov, Och Yemayse B'Shaleich, Yemayse Hidis Dayachuzah. So Teisva says, the din bailim you need by stay achuze is not the same din bailim that you need by yoyim yoyimayim. Because there's different psukim. Kaspoy hamiyuchad loy, it says, or tachtov, some emailis or taisis means to say as follows. So it could very well be that Tzai Rab Yehud and Tzai Rab Yosi hold by stay achuze kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf domi. So therefore you could bring bikurim. No, by Yoim or Yemayim, you need a stronger, there Kinyan Peiris is not enough, since it says Kaspoy, so Memele there, you need more than Kinyan Peiris. So there we hold Kinyan Peiris, Lavke Kinyan Aguf. Oisrem, Iksha Asar Mikutzi, Dochi Mashme, Itaime, the Rab Yehuda Mishum Bekiyas Anoid, Leso Lidaayoy. He says, the Gemara asked Akasha, why should we be Soimech and Ayoy? Ayoy said that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breire. So the Gemara says, because we see that this Bereise, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breire, because Rabbi Yehuda is Oyser. Later, this whole Teretz is only if we will assume that the Tam of Rabbi Yehuda is because Ein Breire. Later the Gemara is going to say, Asvora, the Tam of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire. And the reason he's oyser, also different time, also he's chay yeshem yiboka anoid. He's afraid it might occur that the noid might split, and he won't come l'day afroshe. So therefore, he does not permit to make a kri yeshem with breire, even though in yisot he holds yesh breire. Hiksha asar mikutzi, dochem ash mitayim d'Rab Yehuda mishem bekiyas anoid, lesel da ayot. Then we won't hold of Ayoy. Mikame Masnisen. Because of the Hefekert, here we have Our Mishnah Vayisayis holds yesh breir, and here also he holds yesh breir. Then we won't pass him like Aya. Ve'ilu perkama dechulim b'shmaiten de nosmin chabraya l'meimeh the Rabbi Yehudi, my say the ayah. There the Gemara brings ayah. Boso the muki time of the Rabbi Yehudi Mishim Bekiyas Hanoit. So it seems the Gemara holds that ayah is correct, even though we see Rabbi Yehudi over here holds yesh prayer. Shom pirashti mashen nirali. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ula oma ye. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Shimon Oisren. So, yeah, Ula Oma, Lesa La Ayay, Mimas Nisan. Ula says, we don't paskin like Ayay. That means our Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda does hold Breire, so we hold like our Mishnah. The Elo Ho Diktoni, Rabbi Yehuda, Ve Rabbi Yisrael, Ve Rabbi Shimon Oisren. I, we see, in Alekech, Yaimi Ben Akusi, that Rabbi Yehuda Asel, so you see Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Breire. Ule Zuzi Zuzi Ktoni. He learned it as a machlekes of Zugais. And he was Maisef Avov. Divrei, it says like this. Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish. So he can do this. Shaisa Miyad. Divrei Rameya V'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisren. This is the vav from Rabbi Yosi, he puts by Rabbi Yehuda. So he says it's a machlokes of zugos, and Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breire, and like a meyer, so a meyer less a ledaye. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisren. Zog Rashi, Zuzi, Zugi. Yeah. It's a machlokes of zugos. It's not one against three. The way it says in the Baraisa, it's a divrei Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon Oislam. It's one against three. So Ula said, no, it's not one against three. It's two against two. It's zugos. It's Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon. So Rab Yehuda holds breir. Frag de Gemore, Vesova Rab Yosi ein Breire, halt Rab Yosi ein Breire, was nan? We learned as follows. Rab Yosi Eimer, Shtei Noshim Shalokhu Eskineihem Be'erub. Two women who purchased they were Mechusa Kippurim, they were Yodis, and they needed two Teirim or two Benayoine, one for Noila, one for Achatas. So these two women lokru askineim be'erev b'shutfes. That means they bought four toirim b'shutfes. Aishenosnu demei kineim lekoyin, or they gave the koyin the domim. They told the koyin he should buy for them the four toirim. Eize sheyirtze koyin yakriv oilo, whichever the koyin wants to be makriv for an oilo is makriv, eize sheyirtze yakriv chatos. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi be'erev b'shutves. La'eize min akinim sheyirtze, so you have over here, four oifets. So la'eize min akinim sheyirtze beis ha'predeis yakriv oilois l'shtei anoshim. Can take two praides, one can of two praides, and we makriv them, oilois l'shtei noshim. Ve'es kan, al-acher, yakriv shteyim chatois l'shtei noshim. That he can do. Ve'choshken imbo l'chalek, that means they came in pairs, so one pair can make oilois for each one. Ve'choshken imbo l'chalek, kol kan ve'kan, praide l'yela, praide l'chatas, v'shapidom, he wants to take each pair, and he wants to divide it, one for Noila, one for Chadash, the Bada Givisko. Abba. Alma, Midika Omar, Shemuta, Likach, Kineim, Be'eruv. That they're permitted to buy their Kanim, Be'eruv, Beshutvis. Mechlal, the Yesh Breire. So Memele, this was born Beshutvis. This was purchased Beshutvis. So let us see what happened. He says, let's say, it's cost $10 a knife, and they went and they gave $40. So the male, they purchased four oifers. Now, it was bought Peshutfis, so the vial, we don't know which oif belongs to Rachel, which one belongs to Leah. So, Midika Omar, Shemutar Likach Kineyem Be'erev, so it's bought Peshutfis, Mechlal, the Yesh Breire. Domrinen Huvrar Hadova, Shezu Haprede, Shehikriv, Lishmo Shelzu Shaloi. So that means they didn't decide between themselves which preide should be mine, which preide should be yours. We'll leave it up to the Koyim. So the one the Koyim will decide that will be mine, and then the other one will be yours. So now, this is very modern. Watch out, the Koyim will decide. L'chayre, it becomes theirs, b'shas kinyan. And the Koyim decides later, b'shas hakrove. So how can the Koyim decide? So al kochach et pshat is just like we said, ha'achin shecholku yorshimein. So pshat is that the later division, we say that that's how the Yerusha tzachave gishtol. How the later decide to divide the Yerusha, that is avi the Yerusha tzachave gishtol. So dosh tel tzachavek, we're buying b'shutvis, which was mine and which was yours. The way we want mevara, b'shaskinu we want mevara. Later, the koyin will take this oif and will say, "I'll be makrib this for Rachel." So for Kerot, so we say, "Goli milsal mafreya," that this oif was purchased for Rachel, and this oif, the other oif, was purchased for Leah. So this only would work with Breire. Mechlal, that's Rashi. Me the koma shemut alikach kinem beirev. Mechlal diyesh breire. The meaning of radovo shezu apreide shehikriv lishmo shelzu shalohi. The shame bailem beinen, because it have you have to be makrevit for the bailem. The ein breire ikal meima chates va'oilo shehikriv lo loy shalohoyu. He was makrev this for Rachel. Who says this is Rachel's? It really belonged to the Chavata. It doesn't belong to her. The Ritva explains, as I mentioned before, the Havmin of Gemara was, Kshayevarereim hakoyin, Huvar hadover lamafeya shamanas kein lokum sheikanze leleye vekanze shalroch. That was the Havamin of the Gemara, because Bishas, when they bought it, they weren't mevarer anything. So later, the Azayt HaVegishtelta, whatever the Koyim will decide, which is Rochel, so we say, it's Tzuvah Dovlo Mefreya, that when the money was given, this was for Rochel. This one was for Rochel. The Yein Brei Reikele Meimah, Chates Voilim Shikhev Lo, Loi Shelohoyu. This is not Rochel's, Ela Shel Chavate. So really could be, if you're Dame Breire, this is Leah's. He's makrivit for Rachel. The korban akorev b'shini bailim, so he's taking Leah's korban, he's makrivit for Rachel. Kaimlon b'psochim b'zvochim, they know oyle le bailim. It's not oyle le bailim. So memela, how are they yoitze? The chosh came bechatos. There's an oil on achatos. Achatos shloi lishma shloi lishem bailim legamri mipsile. Ukvi yishem bailim eini toli bekoyim. This they have to decide. The koyim can decide who it belonged to. This had to be decided already by the kinyan. So if the decision of the koyim is machia, the bailis, so we see that Rabbi Yossi holds, yesh breire.